Lieutenant Rerun.
Hey.
What's the matter with you, man? Your hey sounds bad.
It's not me, Dwayne. It's this half a burger.
Well, what's wrong with this half a burger, man?
Not that half, Dwayne. The half is in here. Man, feels like I swallowed an oil slick.
You mean to tell me you're not gonna finish this hamburger?
Ooh, no way.
Hey, Shirley, come here a sec. You gotta see a miracle.
What miracle?
Rerun's first leftover.
Lord have mercy, that is a miracle.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Hey, I'm in pain.
You're in pain? Come on, the man with the steel belt in his stomach.
Stop.
Hey. What's happening? What's wrong with him?
I think there's a horse on that bun.
What do you do, eat your share?
I'm not kidding, Raj. I think I've been poisoned.
Oh, man, I never seen him get sick from eating.
Only once, when the Twinkie truck turned over.
Oh, Rerun, you probably just got a little indigestion.
Wait, Raj, when you're dealing with Rerun's stomach, you are in the big time. There's no such thing as little indigestion.
Hey, why don't you get your stomach x-rayed? No telling what they might find in there.
Hey, Raj, they might find all that stuff they thought was lost in the Bermuda Triangle.
Wait. See, Rerun, wait a minute. I better call your sister Donna, because, you know, after all, she's a nurse, and maybe she'll know what you can do.
Won't do any good, Shirley. She's not at home. She's working at the hospital. Huh. I think I better go over there.
Oh, he is sick.
Hey, man, this looks serious.
Hey, man, don't worry about it. You're going
to
be all right.
I'll get him to the emergency room.
Don't worry about that, man. You're going to be all right. Hey, don't worry. Hey, look here. Your hamburger, tearing it up on the house. Here, you're a smart guy. You want a half for him?
Dr. Hansen?
The one I thought Rerun was indestructible.
Yeah, it's hard to believe our old pal Rerun. He's so young.
Yeah, but you know, he'll be all right, Dwayne. I mean, this is the best hospital in the city. I know they'll do everything they can. We just have to keep our spirits up, that's all. We haven't even talked to the doctor yet.
Yeah, you're right. We don't even know the worst yet. Oh, Raj, man, did you hear that guy? We must be in the serious ward, man.
Don't worry, Dwayne. Everything's gonna be all right now. His sister's in there with him. And we just remain calm and just wait.
Oh, hi, fellas.
How's he doing?
Is he gonna be all right?
I think so. The doctor's with him now. He has to examine him, give him a few tests. How many hamburgers did he eat anyway?
Just a half.
Half? I can't imagine my brother eating half of anything. Unless, of course, it was Pittsburgh.
But does he have a food allergy?
No, because if he did, he would have killed over a long time ago. No, see, Freddie can eat anything. He came to dinner at our house last Thursday. You know what Ike said?
What?
Neither rain nor sleet nor stormy day will keep Freddie from putting it away.
You know, Don, I'm sure he'll be all right, though.
Yeah. He's got a real good doctor, and I guess we'll hear something real soon.
How are you today, Mr. Flynn? Good. Glad to hear it. And you're looking better? Getting a little color back? In your toes? Oh, I'd say you'll be out of here in no time. In the meantime, now you just stay quiet, Well, Mr. Stubbs, I'm Dr. Holmby. This is Mr. Flynn.
How many hamburgers did he eat?
Well, I can see we didn't lose our sense of humor.
Come on, Doc, give it to me straight. What's wrong with me?
Well, we won't know until all the tests are in, but I'd say, according to my preliminary diagnosis, food poisoning. Now, Mr. Flynn, don't get excited. Of course it wasn't the hospital food. Mr. Stubbs, the nurse will be in to see you shortly. I'll be checking with you later.
Thanks, Doc.
All right, get some rest. See you tomorrow.
Oh, Dr. How's Rerun? Mr. Stubbs.
Oh, he'll be fine. Just a little gastroenteritis.
Enteritis? That sounds like that Greek woman that owns all those oil tankers.
Look, fellas, I'll see you later. And don't worry, he'll be fine.
Okay, Doc.
Telephone, please.
Excuse me, Doc. Mm-hmm. Is he really gonna be all right?
Of course. He just has food poisoning.
Well, when can he go home?
I'd say Friday. He's on IV. He won't be able to eat anything for a couple of days.
Rerun not eat anything for a couple of days? What are you gonna do, sew his lips shut?
Well, can we go in and see him now?
Of course, but don't stay too long. He's still weak.
All right, thanks,
Doc. Telephone,
please, Dr. Klein. Hey, pal.
Hey. How you feel? Awful. Well, check it out. We brought your clothes up from the emergency room.
Thanks, Dwayne.
I'll just hang them up for you, man.
Hey, Dwayne, you just hung my pants on my dinner.
Yeah, Dwayne, see, this is how they feed him. See, this bottle leads straight to his arm.
They feed his arm? Does his mouth know about that?
Dwayne.
Ooh, what happened to him?
He was trying to catch a bus.
It looks like he caught it right in the face.
Well, Mr. Flynn, it's nice to see you looking so cheerful today. And with the news I have for you, why, you're going to look even more cheerful. Oh, my goodness. Yes, I've drawn up the papers for you and our million-dollar lawsuit against the bus company. What do you say to that?
Yeah,
I knew you'd be happy. It's right in here. Yes, sirree, and with any luck, we'll have that bus company on its knees. And the worst that we can possibly get, why, is a settlement out of court for $100,000. Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah, I knew
you'd be happy. Now, you just relax there and think about all that money. In the meantime, it's a pleasure doing business with you. Congratulations. Yeah, I wish we could shake on it, but you don't have anything to shake with. Bye. Bye, Mr. Stubbs. Hope you're feeling better.
Thank you.
By the way, what is your problem?
My stomach.
Well, I can see that, but what are you in here for?
Food poisoning.
Food poisoning. Well, young man, this just may be your lucky day.
Lucky?
Yes, right. My card. Stan Sloan, attorney at law. You know, food poisoning is usually due to gross negligence. It's an open and shut case. You'll collect an awful lot of money.
I will.
He will?
He will.
He will.
Excuse me. Let me open my office here. All right. Now, what kind of food was it?
Hamburger.
Hamburger. Oh, perfect. And where was it purchased?
Rob's Place.
Rob's Place. Is Rob's Place a restaurant?
Barely.
Say no more. Restaurants are my tastiest targets.
Hey, guys, I'm beginning to feel rotten. And this kind of talk isn't making me feel any better.
You'll probably collect $100,000.
That kind of talk is making me feel better.
$100,000?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Or more. Why, we'll sue this Rob for every nickel he's got.
Hey, wait a minute. He can't sue Rob. Rob is his friend.
No, I can't sue Rob.
Well, why not? Rob isn't going to have to pay. The insurance company will cough up the money.
You mean I'll get $100,000 and Rob won't have to pay a cent?
That's right.
Call the court to order.
Hi, Shirley.
Hi, Dee.
Man, this place is dead.
Yeah, they heard about Rerun's food poisoning.
Oh, yeah? Well, I want to order a hamburger anyway to go.
Did you hear the lady? She says, I want to order a hamburger.
Okay, to go to my teacher. He's failing me in algebra.
Hi, Rob.
Hi, Dee. What's happening, Shirley?
Oh, nothing big's happening, guys.
But where is everybody?
Out there, staying alive.
Are they scared to come in here?
They should be. They have normal stomachs. And that burger flattened the incredible bulk.
Yeah, and it doesn't help that they heard the rumor that Rerun's suing Rob. So.
Yeah, when he wins that money, Rerun's gonna be walking on Easy Street.
If I don't get some customers, I'm gonna be begging on Easy Street.
Oh, come on, Rob. I know you have some customers.
Yeah, but the few that come in don't buy anything to eat. They just drink or play music, that's all.
Well, everything would die down once the insurance company pays Rerun, and people start coming back.
No, they won't. You see, if Rerun sues and wins, the insurance company cancels my policy. And without any insurance, this place closes.
Closes?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Still no problem. Once Rerun finds that out, I'm sure he won't sue.
Raj, it's $100,000.
So, Rob, have you ever thought about going into another business?
Another business? You crazy. All this food poisoning talk is ridiculous.
He's right. Rob has the best hamburgers in town.
Right on.
They're the juiciest.
The juiciest.
The tastiest.
The tastiest.
The best burger meat anywhere.
That's right, the best anywhere.
Shirley, get me a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Yeah, make that two peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Now, I'm warning you, Ike, when we get inside there, I don't want you to say one word about that insurance money, you understand?
Hey, baby, don't worry. I'm just worried about my poor little brother-in-law.
Sure you are. Look who's here to see you, Freddie.
Hi, Ike.
Hello, moneybags.
How you feeling today, Freddie?
Not good, sis, not good.
Well, you're in the best possible hands. You'll be feeling better soon.
Hey, you know, it sure was nice of you to come visit me, Ike.
Well, I'm concerned about you. Are you sure they're doing everything possible for you?
I think so. You think I should get another opinion?
No. If you got a good lawyer, stick with him.
I guess he's good. It was his idea for me to sue.
Oh, sweet Sue, my favorite melody. Talk to me then.
Ike, is that all you can think about? Money? Don't you realize Freddie is sick? Look, Freddie, the only thing that's important is that you're getting the best medical care here.
Say, Jack. Say, then we meet at the King Tut exhibit.
That's Mr. Flynn.
No, don't get up. Say, you know this attorney, Mr. Sloan?
Uh-huh.
Hey, is he any good? That good? Hey, Freddie, did you hear that, man? We're gonna be on Easy Street.
I think I'm gonna buy me some new clothes.
We'll be shopping at the finest stores in town. Hey, we should be giving some thought to what we'll be driving.
Wait a minute. I'm the one in pain. I'm the one who's been suffering. Where are you getting this wheat?
Hey, Freddie, baby, look, if I could share your pain and suffering, I would. I'd love to share your pain.
Would it help if I kicked you? Look, Ike, I told you before, back off and forget about that insurance money. And I don't think you should be thinking about that either, Freddie. Now, you need some rest.
I will, sis.
Okay, look, I've got to get back up to the third floor. You get some rest now. And don't you stay in here too long.
Hey, baby, I won't. I'm just going to sit by my brother-in-law's bedside, you know, and,
Right.
Is there anything you want? Anything you need?
No, thanks, Ike, but I appreciate it.
Oh, don't mention it. But while we're on the subject, there's something I need. When are we going to be getting that money?
I don't know. Why?
Well, I made a small investment, and it didn't turn out quite like I expected it to. So I thought I might be able to make a small capital loan to cover my losses.
Oh, yeah? Well, what did you invest in?
Four kings. But the guy across from me invested in four aces.
Poker? Were you gambling again?
Uh-huh. Right on, brother. Now, there's a man who knows about the facts of life. You see, four kings could hardly be considered gambling. A low-risk investment, yes. Say, brother, could I interest you in a small diverse just to pass the time? Jim, poker, coon, game, jar, skin, tongue?
I, you can't do that.
Yes, I can. I'll hold his hand for him.
Hey,
fellas, what's happening?
Hey,
see, look here. I don't want to talk about the money in front of the guys. It's all in the family. We want to keep it there. We don't want nobody to know about the insurance money you're getting.
okay?
See you guys later.
Oh, okay? Yeah. Later, man.
What's happening, little man?
Rerun, you're not thinking about collecting money at Rob's expense, are you?
No, not at Rob's expense. At the insurance company's expense.
But Rerun, if the insurance company pays you, they cancel Rob, and then he's out of business.
Rerun, think of Rob. He's your friend. Money can't buy everything.
And man cannot live by bread alone.
Yeah, lions can't live on meat alone. Horses can't live on hay alone. Elephants can't live on peanuts alone. Cats cannot live on mice alone. Termites can't live on houses alone.
Dwayne. Oh, man, you're giving me a worse stomach ache. And worse than that, you're giving me an upset conscience.
How's it going, guys?
Slow, man, real slow. Nobody's ordering anything.
Wait, what about those people over there? They're eating.
Yeah, but they brought their own lunches.
We didn't order anything?
Oh, yeah, sure. Mustard and ketchup to go on their bologna sandwiches.
Hey, why don't you just throw them out, Shirley?
Are you kidding? They're the best customers we've got. They've already spent 50 cents in the jukebox.
You mean no one has ordered a hamburger?
No, oh, yeah, one guy, but he was the health inspector. Yeah, he put one of the hamburgers in a plastic bag and then threw it in the back of his truck and took it downtown to the lab.
He probably gave it to a little white mouse to see if it killed it. Poor little guy.
No, that's enough. I'm going to take that to you, Dwayne.
No, look, this is going far enough. Now, look, there's nothing wrong with Rob's food. Shirley, put me a burger on the grill and make it rare.
Come on.
Okay. Rob, all right. Now, look, may I have your attention, please? Now, look, we've been coming to Rob's for years.
That's right, years.
And in all those years, we have eaten a lot of hamburgers.
Yeah, lots.
Hundreds and thousands of hamburgers have been thrown on that grill, flipped onto a bun, and placed in your very own mouth.
Placed in.
Mouths that now refuse to eat. You call yourselves loyal friends, faithful patrons, and yet, in a time of need, you fail to support the establishment that has faithfully fed you all these years.
That's right, faithfully and fair.
And why?
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 Why, Roger?
Get down, Dwayne.
Huh?
Get down.
I'll tell you why. Because of one small incident, one tiny little bellyache. And who is the villain? Fear. And there's nothing to be afraid of, my friends, believe me. Shirley, give me that burger.
Yeah, give him the burger, Shirley.
Now watch this. Dwayne, eat this.
Are you...
Go ahead and eat it, Dwayne. Rerun didn't have food poisoning. He had appendicitis.
Oh. Appendicitis?
That's right. And they're operating on him right now.
Now, didn't I tell you that hamburgers were safe? Oh. What did I get?
How you feeling, Frederick?
Okay.
Sorry for the delay in diagnosing your appendicitis, but we weren't definitely sure till we got the lab reports back.
That's okay, Doc. Nobody's perfect.
That's true, but your operation was completely successful, and I did a cute little stitch on you. You're gonna love it.
Thanks, Doc.
Okay, no disco dancing for a few days, hmm? Now, no, Mr. Flynn, no disco dancing for you either. Jello was enough excitement for you in one day.
Hello, Doc. Oh, Mr. Stubbs, Mr. Stubbs, Mr. Stubbs, how fortunate we are. They operated on you. What a break.
What do you mean, what a break? 5 hours ago, they cut me open. 4 hours ago, they sewed me up. And for that hour in between, there were rubber gloves reaching inside my body. And you say, what a break.
Sounds horrible, but great.
Great for who?
Great for you, pal. I figure it's worth about $5,000 a stitch. Stitches mean riches. I bet you got a fortune under that bandage. Just remember, my friend, in my business, pain is profit. I mean, simple food poisoning is one thing, but major surgery on top of it, that's a whole new ballgame.
Wait a minute. There's no more suing.
What? What do you mean?
I never had food poisoning. It was my appendix. They had to take it out. So say goodbye to my food poisoning suit.
But say hello to your malpractice suit.
What?
Wrong diagnosis, delay of operation, endangerment of life. Oh, we'll sue the doctor, the hospital, and since it's city-owned, we'll sue the city. On top of that, we'll sue the surgeon.
The surgeon? Mm-hmm. What did he do wrong?
I don't know yet, but maybe we'll get lucky. Pray for complications.
Pray for complications? Mm-hmm. This is my body you're talking about. But you don't care because you don't care about humans.
Of course I care about humans. Are you kidding? There's big money in humans.
I'm not suing the doctor or anybody. And you should get out of the lawyer business. You make the good lawyers look bad.
Don't be so naive, son. Why don't you wise up? You ought to take some advice from me.
Advice? Oh, I got a piece of advice for you. The Pacific Ocean is that way. Keep walking until your briefcase floats.
Hey, Rerun, look what I brought you. You know, Rob cooked it especially for you. Look, he's got extra pickles and a little mustard there and ketchup and stuff. Huh? Yum, yum, yum.
Oh, it's beautiful, Shirley. But I'm sorry, I can't eat this. Unless you can squeeze it into my bottle.
Yeah, well, I'll just put it over here with your flowers.
Yeah, it'll make the room look good.
Yeah. What did he say, Rerun?
Hey, for the first time, I finally understood him. He said he's hungry.
Yeah, well, he's talking your language, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Baby, you look a mess. Look at you. Yeah, well, inhale this. Sit down. Don't let me out here. Well, look, baby, I'm going to poke a little bit in that hole right there. No, you spit on me, I'll slap you all over.